Who Wants to Be a Baby? Again. Volume 2. Diaper Version. By Ben Parthen. Any resemblance to any person, either living or dead, or actual events are coincidence. Introduction. It is arguably the most common theme in ABDL fiction, becoming a baby again, perhaps forever and perhaps completely so. For many adult babies, the idea of being able to give in to our wishes and desires completely and without restriction is a wonderful concept and one that grabs our attention. For the vast majority of adult babies, the expression of our inner infant is complicated by endless compromises and limits on what we can actually do. Our partners limit us. Our finances limit us. Social acceptance and the lack thereof limits us. Friends, employment, family and other issues limit us. But fiction can overcome all of these. In fiction, we can bend the rules of probability, break the bounds of social norms, and erase the limits that otherwise keep us from expressing our inner infancy the way we wish. In these three books, you will read of adults that become complete babies once more. If they are not originally completely willing to become babies again, they quickly discover the joys, the peace and comfort of diapers, baby clothes, bottle feeds, and baby toys. Infancy is entrancing to almost everyone, but for those special people, adult babies, infancy is only a diaper change away, and stories of grown-ups reverting to babyhood is less fiction than an innate desire that we express on the pages of a book. Enjoy your stay in the world of refreshing infancy. Michael Bent, Editor. My Diapered Baby, Callum. By Ben Parthen. Hello. The day had been a long one, and Callum was desperate for something good to happen. His life was a grind at best and at worst, intolerable. His life had turned from bad to worse, and he saw no prospect of it improving. And he just wanted to be a baby so, so much. He felt the terry diapers pinned around him, and the shiny plastic pants that encased them. He was wet, very wet, but that did not matter. He usually was when he put on his baby attire, the only things that made sense in his insane world. His baby blue adult romper made sense to him far more than his adult suit or trousers. He was an adult baby. Callum turned on his laptop. While he waited for it to go through its somewhat slow startup process, he went into the kitchen to make a mug of tea. A few minutes later, he returned to the living room with his mug of tea and was soon logged onto Yahoo Messenger. He was just about to see who else was online when an instant message popped up. Mummy LQQ Infoab, hello baby. Callum could hardly believe his eyes. The screen name said it all to him, and he quickly typed in a reply. Babypba 2000, hello. Mummy LQQ Infoab, I do love your profile on Care4Baby, I hope you don't mind me messaging you. Care4Baby was a site Callum had joined in the hope of finding a woman who would want him as her baby. He had been a member for a few years now, but so far had no luck in his search for a mommy. Babypa 2000, thank you no, I don't mind at all. Of course Callum didn't mind. Nothing could be better for him than to be sent an instant message by a woman who had such a screen name. All he could hope for was that it really was a woman and not someone pretending to be a woman. That's happened before.